Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to Living Life with Pastor Carolyn. This is Pastor Burrell co-hosting with our wonderful Pastor, Pastor Anderson. Pastor, how are you this evening?
All is well. All is well. God bless you and good evening to everyone.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're just grateful to be back with you all tonight. For the last few weeks, we have been in the flow of prayer, understanding the importance of prayer. We've talked a little bit about the components, the challenges, the requirement. And, you know, so tonight as we are here, as we're sharing, we want you that if you have any questions concerning prayer or your prayer life or if you're finding yourself being challenged with something when it comes to prayer, you can press one and we can bring you in. One thing, Pastor, I am so driven by right now in the vein of prayer is praying the spiritual warfare prayer.
Yes.
And I know that we are planning, Kingdom Ministries Global is planning a spiritual warfare conference in July.
Yes.
But in light of the attacks that are coming against God's people, that's just been a conversation that several people have had with me about how to pray effectively against these attacks that have been coming forward. So I don't know where the Lord was going to lead you, but that's just something that's been a hot topic with those in my circle. Amen.
Yeah, so many of us know that in this season we are under the gun, so to speak. The attack seems like it's relentless, and it's just like a constant bombardment. But what it is that Prophet Baptiste shared yesterday, when the anointing of God rests on your life, on your life, we are a magnet for spiritual attack that comes with the territory. And Jesus was constantly being attacked by the naysayers, those that didn't know him, and even some that were walking with him tend to question some things with him. And so now we have such a huge, I can't even use the word large, it's a huge, so much diversity, so much, I don't know even the right word to put to it. The church has been put in an odd place because we are trying to, I would say the church is trying to keep its membership instead of really creating or trying to mature, discipline disciples. And what happens is that we're fighting within and without. We're fighting in and outside. Warfare is on every hand. First of all, we know that if you're not in right relationship, warfare would be impossible. Two, if you're in right relationship, warfare is still imminent, and everybody is not prepared for warfare. Everybody does not understand warfare. The church, we have failed to educate people. We have people that still believe that the devil walks around with a red cape and horns and a pitchfork, and that he pokes at us. But that's not true. But we have to understand that this thing goes much deeper, much wider, and much further than that. We have to understand that whatever, as leaders, when we have warfare, it affects the whole body. It affects our families. It affects the home. It affects the marketplace because it seems like it spills over into places. The enemy knows our weak points. He knows how to hit us. He knows exactly what to do to try to get us off focus. One of the things I shared tonight was that the enemy did everything he could to, this morning to try to upset me, but I found myself in the position of laughing at him because it was just so clear that it was him until I was just going like, wow, okay, really? I find myself, even after having prayer, still praying while I'm walking, still praying while I'm drinking water, still praying while I'm sitting still, taking a moment just to sometimes reflect. And we have to deal with the enemy and his bombardments with the word, because he recognized the word. We hear the saints and we hear people when they're in warfare, they said they plead the blood, but you have to have the right authority to plead the blood.
That's right.
So it's a whole lot deeper than people. It's not one of these hit and miss thing or run in and run out of things. It takes time to sit down, to be taught, to get an understanding, because we make foolish mistakes even with our mouth, Pastor Valerie, because we used to say little things like, oh, I thought I would laugh until I cry, or you're killing me, and stuff like that.
These are
words that we speak out of our mouth that we give life to in speaking them. And then the enemy turns around and he bombards us with the stuff that we've spoken. So it's almost like you have to walk with this infrared seeing, so that you can see in the spirit realm to really cancel stuff that you might have thought, you might have said, or you might have done that opens doors. People don't understand that past stuff. That's why I tell young ladies, you don't need to be sleeping around, because people don't understand when they sleep with different partners, they create soul ties. It's
soul
so
ties.
Much.
Absolutely.
Soul ties are a terrible thing. And people that don't understand soul ties say, I'm married to Johnny, but I'm still in love with Tommy. What's wrong with me? I thought I had, because you have a soul tie. So it's so much that the church needs to go over to talk to impart and deposit. You say warfare, people run because they think that you are crazy, and they think that you don't know what's going on and that you have lost your mind talking to them about the devil and anything else pertaining to that, because they feel that this thing is not real. And so they don't want you to talk to them about that. They would rather that you just leave them alone. But the truth of the matter, at some point, they're going to want to talk to you. They're going to want prayer because they're finding out that through ignorance, we've opened many doors that we cannot shut. And some of us don't even have the ability nor the training to shut the doors. So, yes, the retreat costs $45, but that's going to be the most that's going to be the greatest investment, I would say, that you could ever make in your own life.
Amen.
Do we know everything? No, we don't know everything, but we do have to take the time to be taught, to learn, to understand.
Amen. That's important, and that was good, because one of the things that I addressed last week in our Bible study was soul ties and really understanding, you know, what's taking place and different things that are associated with that. And you're right, too often people open up doors with their mouths. And then when stuff starts to happen, then they want to come running to you for prayer, not realizing that maybe you initiated this.
Yeah, because some stuff, Pastor Val, you have to be careful what you open up because you might not be able to shut it down.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's where the real problem is. And I hope the listeners are listening, because through ignorance, through generational curses, through family unknown history, the dark side of families that we really don't know about, stuff that the elders, the older people could have dealt in that we have no clue, and the stuff being passed down through generations, and it's taught in warfare books by the Apostle Elkhart. This stuff can travel 60 generations down.
Absolutely.
So, my natural mother was an alcoholic, and I share this because it's a serious thing. She was an alcoholic, and the doctors told her that if she did not stop drinking, it would literally, physically kill her. And at the age of 42, she died from alcoholism. When I came into the knowledge of spiritual warfare, that was one of the things that I had to go back and shut the door. I had to crush that spirit of alcoholism, the taste, the desire, the want for it, all the way down to the 60th generation. So even after I'm gone, I spoke with one of my family members and said, please don't go back and resuscitate a spirit that we've already killed, because people do stuff and don't realize what they're doing. So, if you don't understand spiritual warfare, the spiritual warfare retreat would be for you. We deal with what we have to deal with when we get there for the Lord to show us what must be dealt with. But first, we must learn how to deal with ourselves.
That's it.
And that's the main thing. If you don't learn how to deal with yourself, you can't get a handle on what God's trying to do in you, through you, and for others. We are basically sent to serve others. And if you're selfish, you already got an issue. If you don't think that nobody can tell you anything, you already got an issue. If you think that, you know, I'm okay, I'm good, well, good is not good enough, okay?
No.
We must understand that God has order. God wants us to follow order. So spiritual warfare is the order for this season. Because, be honest with yourself, there are some things that we struggle with behind closed doors that we want nobody to know.
Right.
And the only way that we can get this stuff taken care of is, the Bible said, we must confess it to God, denounce that stuff, and come on over top of it. You know, a lot of us have battle wounds, Pastor Valerie.
Yes.
In spiritual warfare, we have stuff that we've been wounded by. So we have to be very, very careful in spiritual warfare. Temptation and lust is like the ice cream sundaes of this season. Like you said, spiritual soul ties and so much more, adultery, fornication. It's nothing now to hear men and women of God married for years, getting up and saying that God has told them to leave their husband or their wife and they go marry somebody else. And I'm not saying that that's not true. But my question would be, have you used all of the avenues to resolve what has gone on to make sure that this is what God is really saying? So, I question some things, because I would hope that when we say that we love somebody, that we can take whatever steps are necessary to make sure that that person gets themselves back into line with the Lord.
Amen.
So I see we're down to 15 minutes. So if you have any questions, I would say, no, I don't have all of the answers, but I do know that God has answers. And sometimes it's just coming clean with him. Because basically, Pastor Valerie and myself, we don't have to know your stuff. But one thing we do know, that if God needs to tell us, he will, in order to, he will to help you. Then once he tells us and we tell you, it's up to you what you do with it. And that's where the real warfare comes in. A person has to make the choice to be delivered. You have to want to be set free. That's just like you have to want salvation. We want the Bentley with Pinto wheels on it, if I could put it like that.
Pinto pocket.
My grandmother and them used to say that you want champagne on a beer bankroll. So we want the best. We want to have the best. We want to be the best. But do we really want to do what's best to get it?
Right.
Yeah.
And I just think, Pastor, that, you know, even as you were sharing that, some of the challenges that people are confronting regarding prayer and not getting prayer to answer really does center around them not examining self first before they go to God.
Right.
You know, if you're not repentant, you know, if you're not willing to confess your faults, he knows them already, and he's just like, come clean with me, and then we can work towards this. But, you know, people now feel like, I can do what I want to do, but I can still go to God, and he's going to give me what I want. No, it doesn't work that way. And when you're dealing with these things, you know, you're dealing with generational curses, you're dealing with unholy alliances, you're dealing with, you know, soul ties, you're dealing with all these things, and then you want God to move. And the truth of the matter is, a lot of times, and I think, I don't know which one of us said it, but we talked about how people, when they say they are Christians, they're trying to manipulate God to do for them what they want.
Absolutely.
Instead of them being one of his sons or daughters and then allowing him to do what's necessary in their life to bring about the change that's needed for you to fulfill purpose in the earth.
Absolutely. And the bad part about it is that we're so undisciplined. When we say discipline, that means that there is sacrifice involved. And we want God to do all of this stuff for us, but we are not really willing to do what he requires us and ask of us to do to get some of the stuff that we want from him. It was said that a lot of people decided last week that they were called to preach and got up and they filled out an application online and spent $49 and got a license, and then they spent another $50 and got ordained. But
what in the world, you
haven't even repented for the stuff you did Saturday night, okay? Who you was with and who you wanted to be with. I'm just going there. I tell young people all of the time, you know what you did. I don't need to know, but I just need to let you know that he saw you when you were laying on your back.
Yeah, or on your stomach, or on your saddle. However, whatever you did,
he saw you. But you have to know that you can try to fool me, but you can't fool him. And I keep saying this, and it always comes to me. One of my old bishops said, I do not want anybody to give me a drink of cold water out of a dirty glass.
Yes, absolutely.
And we have to think of God that way. He's not just going to allow us to give him just anything out of a dirty vessel. Either we're going to come clean, like you said, be repented. Repented means that you're truly sorry and you won't go back.
You don't have
the desire. You fight the desire to not go back and do it again.
Yes.
My husband preached one time. Some of us have a kind of religion that when we get tore up, we can lay it aside and do what we need to do, and then we can go back and pick it up. But it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't.
Because
it doesn't.
In that process, you might have said some stuff. See, we don't like to say that I was wrong. I find that there are a lot of believers that don't like to say I'm sorry. There are a lot of believers that don't like to say I had the wrong assumption. Because what we do is the moment somebody tells us something, we go to assuming stuff. I see a caller, Pastor Val.
Mm-hmm. Getting ready to pull it up. Amen. Last four digits are 4403 and 252. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, how are you?
Fine.
Well,
how are you?
Good. I was just listening to Prophetess, and she was saying that when you ask God for something and you did something wrong and you tell, you know, when you go and tell this person this, that God see you, and they come back with, it rains on the just as well as the unjust.
We hear that a lot. Amen. And he does rain on the just as well as the unjust. But I will say this. If you knew what you were doing was wrong when you did it, but you did it anyhow because you did it with the assumption that he's going to forgive you and continue to keep on doing it, then you need deliverance from that, because it has not only been assigned to you, it has attached itself to you to the point where you just continue to do it and think it's okay. And it's not okay. The Bible tells us, in other words, to flee sin. We need to get away from sin. Anything that does not represent the kingdom of God is sin. Am I not right, Pastor Val?
No, oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, in her asking, posing that question to us, one of the things that we had talked about this past weekend in our gathering was about how in certain areas, certain regions, because we know that spirits
mm-hmm.
are territorial.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
when you are in certain regions, in certain areas, and I preface this, that in this region that we're in, there is a spirit of religion.
Yes.
And God is seeking relationship. And so, you know, you go down in the Bible Belt and areas of, you know, in that area.
Yeah.
I know several preachers, pastors, bishops that would always say, I know how to repent. And they have a mind to do what they just finished doing
yes.
on tomorrow and want
yes.
to fall back on, I know how to repent. So
yes.
we have to look at the territory. We have to look at the regions that we're in and begin to recognize the prevalent spirit that's trying to
yes.
control. So even in
yes.
this instance when they wanted to hit you back when he rains on the just and the unjust, if you know, like Pastor said,
if you know you did
what you did and you call yourself a Christian, I say call yourself a Christian, because if you're doing it in the first place, then what type of relationship do you have that you're a son or a daughter of the Most High God and you would disrespect him in that manner? So when they come back with stuff like that, it's just to try to pacify themselves, because they haven't said anything to you or to whomever they said it to. It didn't carry any weight, because
mm-hmm.
it wasn't applicable to what God was doing in that moment.
Right. I hope that answered your question.
It did. Thank you very much.
You're
Amen.
So
God
welcome.
Bless you.
God bless you. Is there anyone else that have a question tonight? I see we're down almost to 6 minutes. But there's so much more. We plan to only carry this for 4 weeks. Maybe next week we could just do the question and the answer portion if you think so, Pastor Val, because maybe there are more people who have more questions. I would ask that you would just think about what we're saying. Think about what we're doing. I fear God too much, for one thing. And even if I catch myself in something, I say, oh, God, please forgive me. I didn't mean to do that. Because sometimes our humanity takes us places that we really didn't intend to go. But we walk in our humanity, and we have to train our flesh to be obedient to the Spirit of God, that we make it subject to that. And
yeah.
so we seek not to have our way, but we just seek to let God have his way in us. And that takes discipline. And that's why I said we need to raise up disciplined disciples. You see, we can be okay with going to church on Sunday morning, but we don't need church for Bible study on Wednesdays, and we don't need church for prayer. That's just too many things, okay? And we just don't need to be doing all of that. I mean, you just doing, you know, too many things. Like I saw in a movie, it said, take little baby steps first. No, baby, you need to run, okay?
Yes.
You don't need to take baby steps.
With everything
steps.
That you got.
Yeah,
with everything
run,
you got, you
run
need
like
run.
You're on fire, because
yeah.
the enemy is after you like he's on fire. And he
mm-hmm.
wants you, and he wants you to the place where you can't get back to God. What happens doing this one of these rendezvous or what are your little secret meetings or the little thing that you do on the side? What happens if something happens to you? You see, nobody ever thought about when the man met somebody else that wasn't his wife and was at the hotel with him, and then he had a heart attack and died.
Help him.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They didn't think about when the husband bought a car for the other woman and it got to the wrong woman and went back to the wife because
Come
the dealership
on.
Knew the wife, okay? So God has, the enemy does this kind of stuff to uncover us. And then he stands and he laughs because
yeah.
he said, oh, you proclaim to be a Christian. And
right.
then we said, you know, but we just do all kinds of crazy stuff.
Lord help us today.
Is there anyone
Pastor
else?
Sharing, you know, I was saying, Pastor, as you had shared regarding next week, if it's an opportunity to do questions and answering. And if there's a question that you don't necessarily want to ask, you know, you don't want us to bring you live, I'm going to suggest that you send it to us. You can message myself,
yes.
Valerie Burrell, or you can message Pastor Carolyn Henderson on Facebook.
Yes.
Or you can email either one of us. You can email Pastor at cfhenderson1, the number one, at AOL.com. Again, that's
Amen.
cfhenderson, the number one, at AOL.com. Or you can email me. It's empower_yourself@yahoo.com. And you can
Amen.
Send us your questions. And if we get an ample amount, then we would most definitely take the opportunity on next week to address your questions and give you the best answer that God gives to us. Amen.
And that's what we will do. Like she said, if we get an ample amount of questions, we will do that. But we plan to try to move on. We have a mighty woman of God that's going to be one of the teachers for the summit, for the retreat. And we have Pastor Burrell, who's going to be in charge of intercession during the spiritual warfare retreat, because we have to be properly covered and have
Amen.
Somebody walk the wall while we are
Amen.
In this retreat. Amen. And then we have Apostle. He will be teaching. And we want to make sure that you are fully aware of what's going on and how to handle your stuff. There are books by John Eckhart. There are books by Derek Prince. There are books by Lester Summerall. These books
Dr.
are in
Cindy
bookstores.
Mm-hmm.
You,
yeah.
I would tell you, Cindy Trim and Sandy Free, so many more, Francis Frangipane, and so many people that write good spiritual warfare books. Pigs in the Pollard is a have-to-have book. Amen. You need this kind of information. You need not be ignorant about the bombardment of the enemy. I'm going to turn it back to you, Pastor God, because I see our time is ticking away.
Amen, amen. Well, we'd like to thank each of you for joining us this evening for Living Life with Pastor Carolyn. And as she stated, we will be back on next week. If we get the questions, we will be prepared to address them and prayerfully give you clarity on what it is you're seeking from God. Know that we
Amen.
Love you. We love you so much. We invite you, if you're in the Richmond area, meet us on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock at Kingdom Ministries Global Church at 3630 Williamsburg Road in Richmond, Virginia, under the leadership of Apostle and Pastor Henderson. God bless
Amen.
You all. We love you. Have a great night.
God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Good night.